Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Would you be the jerk for not sticking up for your own wife? We'll get into that in a bit, but first, am I the jerk for telling my wife to never volunteer me to help her family again? My wife, 38-year-old female, and I, 39-year-old male, have been married for 8 years and have a 4-year-old son. My wife's younger brother, Joe, and his girlfriend are moving into an apartment together at the beginning of June. But girlfriend's lease is up at the end of April, so she needed to move out of her place. But Joe currently lives in a studio apartment, so he doesn't have room for all her stuff. So they were going to move all of girlfriend's stuff into a storage unit for a month until they get their new place together. A little over a month ago, Joe had asked my wife if we would be able to help them move girlfriend's stuff, and she agreed. My mother-in-law was supposed to watch our son so we could both help, but she fell ill and had to cancel. My wife suggested trying to get a babysitter for that day, but I didn't want to spend hundreds on a babysitter to help someone move. That's dumb. And bringing a 4-year-old with us would not be helpful to anyone. This turned into an argument between us because she said I should help them move while she watches our son, since I'm stronger than she is and I know how to drive our truck with a trailer. I told her that she should help them and have them rent a U-Haul for the day. We compromised by telling Joe that I would help them, but they need to get a U-Haul instead of using our truck and trailer. Then, the morning of the move, this past Saturday, my wife told me that a friend of hers got suite tickets through work to a hockey game for that day and invited them. Yes, suite tickets to a playoff hockey game. She said she would be bringing our son since her friend was bringing her kids too. Great. So not only do I get stuck helping someone move, but my wife and son get to go have an amazing experience together that I miss out on. And yes, this was my son's first major sporting event and I was missing it. And wouldn't you know it, Joe never got a U-Haul. And his girlfriend wasn't even close to packed up and ready when I got there. I spent 7 to 8 hours and multiple trips back and forth helping them move. All the while, my wife is sending pictures to our family group chat of how much fun they're having at the hockey game. When everyone was home that night, my wife was surprised that I wasn't in a good mood. She said that I acted like I barely cared when our son was telling us about the hockey game and how much fun it was. I asked her if she was seriously confused about why I was upset, and she told me to tell her. So I started railing off all the reasons I had to be ticked off. She volunteered me to help. She got to spend the day doing something very special with our son that I missed out on. Her brother and his girlfriend were not prepared, and I'd spent the entire day doing manual labor. I ended my little rant by telling her that she is never going to volunteer me to help her family ever again. She told me that I was overreacting, and I can't hold it against her that her friend invited them to the game. She also said that I'm not being fair by blaming her for Joe and his girlfriend. OP has got to not be the jerk here, right? I think any one of us, if we were in the position OP was in, would all be angry and upset. Ashley Buck wrote, "Geez, not the jerk. She told me I was overreacting, and I can't hold it against her that her friend invited them to the game." You're not holding it against her that her friend invited them to the game? That's ridiculous. You're upset that while she volunteered and strong-armed you into doing this favor, she apparently was having a grand old time. How callous do you have to be to not only continuously send pictures of their good time while you're stuck doing something she made you do, but then to pretend you're upset because she was invited by a friend? I'm guessing you couldn't care less that she was invited. I'm guessing what actually hurts is her blatant disregard for your time and energy. On top of that, missing your son's first like that. She also said I'm not being fair by blaming her for Joe and his girlfriend. Remind me who volunteered you for the job. Also, hi, I'm Steven, and if you guys enjoy getting to decide whether or not all of these people are jerks, why not hit those like and subscribe buttons down below? That said, our next story is... Am I the jerk for telling my dad and stepmom their home isn't my home? My parents had me, and pretty soon after, they divorced. My parents' divorce was not amicable. I, 16-year-old female, don't know all the details, obviously, but I know that bad blood exists on both sides. And if you want my suspicions, I think they divorced so badly because my dad wanted to set up his own business, but my mom didn't want that to happen right after me. My dad owns his own business. Actually, he owned two, and the first one he had to close up. The first one, he started right after the divorce, which is why I suspect what I do. My dad also complained once or twice that mom never supported him. So there are issues between my parents. When I'm with my mom, you would never know it. She doesn't vent about dad, badmouth him, or try to hide the fact that they were married and had me together. She has some photos of us before the divorce in our living room among the rest of the family photos. And while I have issues with my stepdad, and he's not my favorite person ever, he has never complained or tried to erase the fact that he married a woman who had a kid with someone else. He never got that part wrong, despite our issues. But my dad's house is so very different. It got worse after he married my stepmom. I'm not supposed to mention my mom at all. They don't let me have anything there that my mom bought, even my favorite plushie that mom bought me as an infant. I can't have a single photo of my mom or my half-siblings on her side. I used to have a little pin board of photos, and my dad and stepmom went into my room in the past and removed all traces of mom. My stepmom even said she burned the photos of mom. They've told me in their house they do not want to see my mom, and my room is not a compromise. So of course, I don't like being there. I spend 50% of my time here, and no, the courts won't let me stop coming, and they would punish my mom if I stop, and the judge told my mom if she doesn't force me to go and stay, she would pay. After our last attempt a few months ago, Dad started telling me I don't treat my room like my room, or I don't act like it's my home. He asked me why I wanted to leave our home. On Sunday, my dad and stepmom told me I act like I'm a guest in their house instead of part of the family and that it's my home. I told them that it's not my home, it's their home. I told them I can't mention my mom or keep a photo of her in my room. I can't do whatever I want with my room like they claim, so no. All of that means this was never my home. I told them I am a guest here half my life and that's all I'll ever be. They told me I was being melodramatic and my stepmom called me manipulative. Am I the jerk? It always just shocks me when I hear of parents, and especially step-parents like this, who, after clearly seeing their kid and understanding exactly why their kid is feeling the way they are, still refuse to accept that maybe they need to try to get past that and accept that they still want their biological parents.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Storytime is sponsored by BetterHelp. Nearly everyone at some point in their life will struggle with their mental health, whether that's something stressful at work, in a personal relationship, or something else. I know that I really struggled with anxiety in my early 20s, and therapy was a massive help for me. That's why I'm a massive fan of therapy, and today's sponsor, BetterHelp. If there is anything in your life, big or small, that is negatively affecting you, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. It's an online therapy service that, after finishing a small questionnaire, will match you with a licensed therapist, where you can book appointments that match up with your schedule at any place or any time. And if you feel like you're not bonding with your therapist, you can switch at any point for free. Also, therapy isn't just if you're struggling with mental health. If you're looking for guidance or ways to improve your social skills, life, or relationships, it's a great judgment-free way of doing that. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/StorytimePod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/StorytimePod. Parent in their lives. Even worse is the sheer amount of stories like this that pop up, where the biological parent had passed away years ago, therefore is clearly not competing with them, and they still want any trace of them absolutely erased, not mentioned, and forgotten. I think honestly, you're kind of just a sick person for trying to erase somebody's biological parents from their lives. Grandage wrote, "Not the jerk. They need to know how you feel because of what they've created. At 16, do the courts not allow you to have a say in where you spend your time? Maybe when custody was first agreed, you may not have gotten a say, but it might be worth asking your mom if it can be looked into. And have you spoken with your mom about the situation and how it's affecting you? Your dad and stepmom are creating a really negative space for you, and it's not healthy." Our next story is, am I the jerk for taking my toaster and other kitchen appliances home without telling my roommates? I, male 21, am temporarily moving back home during a school break, leaving behind three roommates in our college house. Before leaving, I packed up some of my appliances, including a toaster, air fryer, toaster oven, and a kettle to bring with me. The day after I left, two of my roommates sent me angry messages questioning why I took all my appliances, specifically singling out the toaster. They argued that since I already brought home the toaster oven, bringing the toaster seemed unnecessary, especially since my family already had these appliances. My response was simple, they're mine. What followed was a heated exchange with accusations of selfishness and even a hurtful comment about me having only child syndrome because I allegedly don't know how to share. This struck a nerve, considering my sister's passing when I was younger, a topic they were aware is sensitive to me. I suggested they could easily purchase a toaster, as they're inexpensive. However, they suggested it was about the principle of me taking something I wouldn't even use despite having a toaster at home. While it's true I have access to these appliances at home, they're still my property, I don't believe they have the right to be upset when it's clearly mine. So, am I the jerk for taking my appliances home? Or are they overreacting? So, I kind of feel like it comes down to how specifically special or valuable these appliances are. For something like an air fryer or a toaster oven, I get it, these are a little bit more specialized than basic kitchen appliances. You know, it's not a guarantee that everybody's going to have those, a la clearly you don't own an air fryer. But for something like a toaster or a kettle, when OP specifically is temporarily moving back home, if those are cheapo stuff that you're not actually even going to use while you're temporarily gone, like part of me says it is yours, you can't really be the jerk, but like, it is kind of jerkish to take this stuff just because it is yours when those things are going to be meaningless during that temporary time and then you're just, I assume, going to bring them right back. I'm going on Christmas break, I'm going to take the living room futon I brought with me. It just doesn't make sense, right? Irish Whiskey wrote, yeah, you're the jerk. This is a technically allowed but total dick move situation. If you wanted to take them permanently, sure, they're yours, no problem. Going to all the effort to remove a bunch of appliances for a short break comes across as petty and mean. Unless they have a habit of breaking your things or stealing, that's not standard practice. Of course they have a right to be upset, you have a right to remove them, and they have a right to think less of you, and now your relationship with the people you have to live with is damaged. And they're unlikely to do you any favors or look out for you. Not a smart move. Edit, OP said later in the comments they were gone for 4 months, which is not a school break, that's a whole one third of the year. I'm keeping the judgment the same because taking all of them without any notice was still a bad idea, as was telling your roommates you were taking them without any need to do so. It's not wrong to remove your things, but also leaving the toaster or just giving them a heads up was the difference between having a good relationship with roommates and expecting to come back to annoyed roommates who won't share their own things with you as freely now. This next story is, am I the jerk for not picking a new color for my house, even though my son finds the one we have embarrassing? I bought my house 15 years ago. It was a fixer-upper and needed a lot of work. The only thing I kept the house is it's painted bright pink. The guy I bought it from said it was his deceased father's house. He had painted it this way to upset his neighbors. I decided I liked the color and kept it the way it was. When I married my wife a year later, she agreed. We now have three kids, a 13-year-old boy, a 10-year-old girl, and an 8-year-old girl. We're doing some minor renovations to the house and have decided to touch up the paint as it's been a while. My son asked that we paint it a normal color because it's embarrassing to live in a pink house. We declined and said we like the color. Ultimately, it's our house and we'll be living in it longer than him. When we die, he's free to paint it what he wants. My mother-in-law feels we're being unfair and that we should take into account how it's embarrassing for a teen boy to live in a Barbie house. We asked my son if he's being teased and he said no, but he hates it. Our daughters like it. Are we wrong for not painting the house a normal color? Now, not all pinks are created equal. I don't know how pink the pink we're talking about in this situation actually is. For a long period of my life, I lived in a house that was arguably pink, and to tell you the truth, I never really thought much of it. Back in my school days, I was bringing all my friends over. I wasn't worried about them seeing the color of my house and being like, "Wow, I didn't know you need your high heels to step inside." I honestly think it's better to keep the house that color just to try and challenge his objection to it being too, what, girly? CJBay87 wrote, "Not the jerk. I live in a pink house. The color was chosen by my husband's grandfather when the house was built. It's the only pink house in our area, and anytime someone asks where we live, we say the pink house on our street, and they all know the house. It's on a main road, so it sticks out in the sea of traditional colors. The story behind the house is, my husband's grandfather was known to be a very frugal man. When it came to picking a house color, he chose what was on sale, hence the pink. 60 years later, and we've never spoke of changing it because we love the story. Three generations have been raised in this house. There's something very special about seeing the house unchanged over the years, as the scenery around it has changed, and the people who were raised there are now grown up with families and now us raising our son here. I love that his great-grandfather has pics in front of this house, and now our son does too. Our next story is, am I the jerk for telling my husband his gift for his son won't be received the way he wants it to be? My husband Rich and I have been married for 15 years. We have two children together, ages 13 and 11. Rich has two children from his marriage to his late wife, May. My stepkids are 24 and 23. My stepson is the oldest, stepdaughter is the youngest. When Rich first found out that he was going to be a father, he started a scrapbook for his son that had photos and written memories and little mementos added in that he continued throughout the next 25 years. He did the same for his three other children as well. This book documents everything from fun memories to sweet and heartfelt ones to even some more heartbreaking ones, like the
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Loss of May. My husband has decided the scrapbook will be his gift to his son for his 25th birthday. He included all sorts of family photos and moments in the scrapbook, including since we got married and had our kids. But both my stepkids have been pretty clear that they do not have a fondness for me or for their half-siblings, and they have no trace of us in their homes. When he moved out, he left behind photos he was in that included me and my children, his half-siblings. And when my husband mentioned he had forgotten some photos, my stepson replied he had double and triple checked and had everything he wanted. My stepdaughter was a little more clear, and she actually tossed any unwanted photos in the trash before she moved out. On their social media, they post family photos, but funnily enough, they never have me or their half-siblings included. They never acknowledge us online at all. My stepkids both also said they'd like it if their dad didn't bring us, because if he's visiting, they'd like to see him and only him. My husband brushed off that comment by saying he could stop by on his own too, but they'd never see the rest of us if we didn't visit. I'll say right here that I was not an affair partner, nor did I ever expect the kids to forget about their mom or replace me with her, nor did I expect my husband to. I didn't push myself on them. The kids never spoke out against us getting married or brought any issues to me or my husband about us, and we did talk to them. It really only became apparent after they became adults. So when my husband brought up that he was going to gift the scrapbook to his son for his 25th birthday, I asked him if he was sure, and he was like, why not? His son would love it, and he couldn't wait for us to all go through it together. I told him I wasn't so sure he'd love all of it given his refusal to have photos of me or the kids in his home. He told me it's not like he could remove them. I didn't comment. He asked me what I expected, and then asked if I thought he'd rip those pages out or something. I said yes. He asked why I was being so negative, and I told him that given the last several years, I really didn't think the gift would be received the way he's expecting. My husband told me my negativity was too much, and he was unhappy with me thinking of his kids like that. Am I the jerk? If everything is actually true to the degree Opie's describing it, I'm really surprised the kids are so hostile. You would feel like if they grew up and Opie was respectful of them, they would at least, as they grew into adults, be respectful. I mean, to the degree of ripping out pages out of a book, really? Either way, I don't think Opie's the jerk for pointing out the truth of the situation and the reality that, given based on their past behavior, that it's likely. T. Night Girl wrote, "Not the jerk. Your hubs is in denial, as others are saying. I think it might be best to let it go at this point, though. Hopefully the sun doesn't destroy the scrapbook." Our next story is, "Am I the jerk for not allowing my in-laws over after they ignored boundaries we set for our newborn? My mother-in-law and father-in-law came to visit. We had already told everyone, no kissing, and hand her back if she gets very fussy. Very simple rules, if you ask me. She then proceeded to kiss her head, and both of them gave snarky comments when again told not to do so. I talked with my husband, and we went back over our boundaries over the phone with them, which his mom cried the entire call, saying she didn't recall doing so. BS playing the victim tears, if you ask me, but still, we said that we have these boundaries in place and expect them to be followed. I still haven't brought up another visit, as I just want a break from them now." I think this one's pretty simply not the jerk. You gotta protect your baby and your family. You had a very clear rules, they violated them. To me, this is the same thing as somebody seeing a sign that says no U-turns, they take a U-turn, and they immediately get a ticket crying, "Well, I didn't know you couldn't U-turn." Well, even if you weren't paying attention, there's a posted sign you were told. Allegra O wrote, "Not the jerk, stick to your guns, whooping cough is no joke for newborns. Anyone who can't follow incredibly reasonable rules like yours absolutely does not deserve access to your child until you deem it safe. Don't offer them any visits, and if they ask, tell them that until you can trust them to follow your rules, they'll be kept away to keep them from possibly killing your child." This next story is, "Am I the jerk for airing the mother of my grandchildren's dirty laundry in public? My son Tommy died suddenly 6 years ago. He was recently divorced with two kids and his ex-wife. The kids were 5 and 6 years old at the time of their dad's death. The kids and Tommy lived with us for a year at one point. Tommy's ex, Marla, was serving time after she stole from Tommy, from a friend of Tommy's, and from my husband and myself. It delayed the divorce, so they'd been separated for more than 2 years, and the separation started when Tommy learned Marla had cheated. We found out about the stealing after, and she stole from us after the separation. All in all, Marla stole close to $35,000 between us all. Marla had recently been released and started back with 50-50 custody of the kids when Tommy died. After Tommy died, Marla attempted to cut our family out of the lives of my grandchildren. My husband and I went to court and were awarded very generous grandparents' visitation under grandparents' rights of our state. Marla was furious. She tried to appeal, but it was rejected twice. The relationship between us was not civil, so we kept it simply and only communicated times for pickup. Dates were already specified. Marla remarried and now has additional children. Marla has asked us a few times for us to include her other children. We ignore the requests. She's yelled at us when we pick up our grandchildren and does not care if they hear. We stay silent, generally. My husband and myself have no wish to be a part of her other children's lives or to play any sort of role in her and her current husband's life. We have a relationship with our grandkids. They're close to us as we are them, and they never ask us to include their half-siblings, so we keep things as they are. Last week, my grandson had a school talent show that they wanted us to attend, so we did. Marla and her husband were there with their kids, but we sat apart. When the kids finished and went back to their classrooms, and as we were leaving, Marla approached and asked us to please think of her other kids and start acting like grandparents to them. We stayed civil and refused. Marla called us monsters. She said we were hideous monsters for turning our backs on her and her other kids just because she moved on after Tommy. She accused us of cruelty to children. She was very loud. I lost my temper and told her if she had wanted us in her life, she wouldn't have cheated on our son and stolen from him, his friend, and us, and ended up going to prison. I told her we owed her nothing, and we owed her children nothing, and she needed to accept that our grandkids would always be our grandkids, but she was no longer part of our family. Marla reacted to others hearing this and told me I had no right to air her dirty laundry publicly, that I should have kept that out of our mutual dispute. Am I the jerk? Opie's clearly not the jerk. If they were afraid of the dirty laundry being aired publicly, they wouldn't have tried to get dirty publicly against OP. Trying publicly and loudly to make OP out to be this terrible person, this deadbeat grandparent. Clearly, she's just upset that you're not giving her free vacation days with no kids. Heather 2020-2024 wrote, "Not the jerk. She actively tried to stop you visiting your grandchildren and is now complaining you're not grandparents to her other children? She's obviously unhinged. I wouldn't let what she says bother you, unless it hurts the children." Our next story is, am I the jerk excluding a kid? So for background, I have a niece and two nephews I watch 3 days a week. I also have two kids of my own. At first, I supplied meals and snacks. My sister was to supply her son's diapering stuff. Fast forward, I told her I couldn't supply her kids meals and snacks because they eat everything in a day. So this one particular day, my kids and I are at her house and her kids got a snack, but said my daughter couldn't have any. She's two. She doesn't understand. So I asked my niece why, and she said her mom said they aren't allowed to share with my daughter. I was really taken back, so we left. I told my sister this was the icing on the cake and I wouldn't be providing care for her kids anymore. Strike 1 was she wasn't paying me $150 USD a week. Strike 2 was not bringing diapers for her kids several times. Strike 3 was the snack deal. Now, I'm not going to let any of them go without, but point being, I can't financially afford snacks for all these kids, and all I asked for was for her to supply her kids snacks. Most of the time, they'd eat a few bites and not want the rest, so it was wasted. Am I the jerk for cutting my losses? I really don't even have much to add to this, I just think it's pretty clear OP's not the jerk. WTX Leanin wrote, "Not the jerk. I can't imagine how your sister's mind works, honestly. It's almost like she did this intentionally to push your buttons. If so, you are not her doormat. Find a healthy outlet for whatever the freak that is. If she's just that lacking in self-awareness, then she needs this reality check. If she wants to make things right on a personal level, since you're family and have to see each other, then I would text her how you feel and what it will take to repair your personal relationship. Then the ball's in her court. In any case, never sit for her again. She needs to learn the hard way." This next story is, am I the jerk for having my own secret honey stash? Me, 31-year-old male, and my partner, 29-year-old female, have been living together for 2 years now. I like honey in my oatmeal. More specifically, raw honey. Something about the flavor I just adore, so I always bought it, even if it cost a bit more than regular, but it just so happens apparently that she decided this is our honey at one point last year. The little jar that used to last me 2 months went out in 2 weeks of her waffles. I wouldn't mind if we bought it together, but I have to order it on Amazon because no stores nearby sell the stuff. I didn't want to seem like a cheapskate telling her to pay me for it, so in February, the next bottle I got, I hid it in my desk where I usually take my breakfast. Yesterday, she happened to catch me pouring it into the oatmeal. She got upset saying it was childish not to share it and that we're adults. But it's not sharing if she's taking 80% of it and paying nothing for it. Today, she came demanding honey for her waffles, and I told her, it is my honey. I think this is an absolute failure on both sides. One, she's not being constructive at all and being belligerent. On OP's side, they're not communicating anything. OP's out here on Reddit typing up and telling the world she takes 80% of it and it wouldn't be a problem with me if we paid for it together. Did OP tell her that? Did OP try to approach it in that way? I would just honestly hope for more from a couple that's been living together for 2 years. Kasparian wrote, "Good lord. Presumably you're both full-blown adults even though you're not behaving your ages. If both of you chip in for groceries, just make that a part of the grocery bill. Or buy two bottles, one for each of you. What a needlessly petty argument." This next story is, am I the jerk for not sticking up for my wife to my mother? My 32-year-old male mother lives out of state and comes twice a year to visit my wife, 31-year-old female, and I, as well as my sister who lives nearby too. She usually spends like 4 to 5 nights here. While she's here, she tends to make some off-the-cuff judgmental comments. My mom has always been a little nitpicky about things, and I've handled it by ignoring her. It's a few comments per trip, and otherwise she's okay and helpful to us. For example, I picked her up at the train station, and she immediately said, "Oops, looks like someone needs a car wash." My wife feels that more comments are directed at her because she's the woman, especially about home decor and cleaning, despite my wife also working full-time. For example, we have a junk drawer that has admittedly gotten over full lately. My mom said, "It's too bad I'm not here longer, I would help you organize that. I noticed it hasn't been done." Or she'll come into our house and immediately start cleaning something and say she saw it was horribly dirty. Or last visit, my wife's suitcase was still out from a trip the month before, and she said, I see someone doesn't like to unpack right away. My wife takes these things really personally and is hurt. I usually try to support her behind the scenes, tell her my mother is kind of an old crone, true, and that we all just ignore her and she should too, but she recently got upset with me for not saying anything back in the moment. I do want to stick up for her, but my mind is kind of slow and my mother always slips these comments in when I'm not paying attention. I can't respond well within a few seconds when I was expecting it. My wife is upset with me and says my mother can't come anymore unless I'm planning to stick up for her. Am I the jerk for not saying something to my mother? Edited to add, my wife has asked me not to confront my mother outside of these comments, as she feels she'll receive blowback for it and it'll look like it came from her. She wants me to respond when my mother says something in the moment. I guess I am slow because I have trouble doing that. Also, my family is very passive-aggressive, and we almost never confront things head-on. I've tried to change that, and it ends with them just refusing to speak to me for a few months. I think OP's not the jerk here because realistically, those comments aren't necessary, and I can understand how it would be annoying and stressful, and it gets to the point where you don't want to be around that person, you don't want them in your own house, when all their presence does is make you feel like they're judging your entire existence and you're just waiting for the next comment. Agnar Krakenhammer wrote, "You're the jerk. Your mother's behavior is upsetting your wife. You can't bury your head in the sand and pretend it's not happening and that your wife just needs to deal with it. Be a husband and have a conversation with your mom that her comments aren't appreciated and won't be tolerated. Look at it this way. Would you walk into someone else's house and start commenting on how clean it is? If not, then you already knew the answer before you came here." But with that being said, that's all the time we have for today. Now, if you want to hear another absolutely crazy Am I the Jerk Here story, check out that video on the left. Or if you missed my latest video, check out that video on the right. That said, I'll see you all next time with some more stories.